From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. U.S. intelligence agencies are investigating reports that the head of the Pakistani Taliban has been killed by a U.S. missile strike in the country's northwest tribal areas. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Batullah Massoud is believed to be in his late 30s, and he's made a name for himself in terrorist circles. Massoud is thought to be behind dozens of attacks inside Pakistan, including, possibly, the assassination of former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Batullah Massoud has also threatened to attack the U.S., although there are questions about his organization's ability to strike so far from its base. In any case, the U.S. State Department has offered a $5 million bounty for him, and his death or capture would mark a significant success for U.S. and Pakistani spy agencies. Reports of Massoud's death are still unconfirmed. U.S. officials say they're awaiting physical evidence, such as DNA confirmation. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate has passed a $2 billion extension of the Cash for Clunkers program that encourages people to trade in older vehicles for newer, more fuel-efficient cars and trucks. The House approved the measure last week, which means the program will continue. NPR's Kathy Lohrer reports.
The Senate approved the extension by a 60-37 vote just before the August recess. Under the Cash for Clunkers program, consumers get up to $4,500 in federal subsidies for trading in old gas guzzlers for more energy-efficient models. Without the new funds, the White House said the popular program would have expired this week. Supporters of the stimulus say it has worked. They point to the auto industry, which had its best month in nearly a year. But critics say the program is creating more debt for the future, and others question its effectiveness, suggesting consumers will stop buying cars once the federal funds are exhausted. The government said this week more than $775 million of the original funds have already been spent, amounting to 185,000 new cars sold. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
Roadside bombs in Iraq killed at least five people and injured more than a dozen today as Shiite pilgrims returned to Baghdad from the holy city of Karbala. Hundreds of thousands of people traveled to Karbala from around Iraq yesterday to mark the birth of a religious figure Shiites believe will return after vanishing centuries ago to bring peace to earth. Bomb blasts near Shiite mosques killed more than two dozen people a week ago. Former President Bill Clinton has started briefing White House and State Department officials after his successful trip to North Korea to gain the release of two U.S. journalists being held there. Mr. Clinton has spoken with his wife, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and with President Obama following his trip. From Washington, this is NPR News. The Labor Department releases an anxiously awaited July employment report later today. Steve Beckner of Market News International has more.
The unemployment rate has already risen from as low as 4.4% 2 years ago to 9.5% in June, and this morning's report is expected to show another jump. Though initial jobless claims fell 38,000 last week, other July indicators have been less encouraging. Continuing claims rose 69,000 to more than 6.3 million. Surveys of corporate purchasing managers showed a slower pace of factory layoffs, but a faster rate of contraction in non-manufacturing employment. ADP Employer Services and placement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas found further large losses of private sector jobs. Wall Street economists expect this morning's report to show a 300,000 drop in non-farm payrolls, much less than in June, but the unemployment rate is expected to rise to 9.7%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
The social networking site Twitter was shut down briefly yesterday in what is described as a hacker attack. The denial-of-service attack involved hackers directing large numbers of computers to the site at once, preventing legitimate traffic. The online service Facebook also experienced some access problems. A spokesman for a nonprofit that tracks internet traffic says the outages may have been related to the ongoing political conflict between Russia and its neighbor Georgia. Bill Woodcock of Packet Clearinghouse says messages contained links to pages written by a single pro-Abkhazia activist. Russia has recognized Abkhazia as independent of Georgia after the Russian-Georgian War of last year. This is NPR News.